What's up?
Hey guys, we're back. We're back.
It's been a minute.
It's been too many minutes. It's been a handful of minutes.
A week.
It's as usual, we have a producer, Corey, producing, changing things, making things, controlling things. We got Devin. He's our number one fan.
Hello.
And our number one assistant and our number one helper. Some might say he's, if Jesh and I are the host, he's probably the co-host by definition.
Okay.
You upgraded, man.
Oh, wow.
You've upgraded.
I didn't know I wasn't already a co-host.
We need his business.
Feels pretty co-hosty right here.
We've been calling you the biggest fan, so now it's official.
I'm no longer a fan. I'm just a co-host.
You can be. Do you want to still be a fan?
Nah, it's all right. I know too much about this podcast now.
He's not a fan anymore.
We have Jesh. Hi. He usually talks about stuff and hates on things that he doesn't know about. And then you have me. I do the
Cheetos.
Oh man! Oh wow! Way to bring up something that was.
I thought we were over that.
Yeah, we moved forward. We can't bring up stuff like that.
Episode's over. I'm going home.
It just starts. So we have some very interesting topics.
Important.
Today. Important. I don't think they're important, but I think they're super highly important. Interesting. And that is things that should not exist. What does that mean?
It shouldn't be here on Earth. It
shouldn't have
been invented.
Okay. Well, Devin, do you want to go first?
Yeah, I do. Carpet. What's the point? Oh. Floor's a little too cold for my tootsies. Wear some socks.
Well, your tootsies aren't even your feet.
But even socks on...
That's the only argument I've ever gotten with the whole carpet
thing.
So
you don't like any carpet?
No.
No carpet whatsoever?
I mean, I don't... Not,
You said you don't think it should exist.
I don't think it should exist. It's just like, what's the point? It just gets dirty over time. You got to replace it.
But it's comfortable.
Is it comfortable to you?
No.
Do you have rugs?
No.
Does rugs count as carpet?
No, but I have carpet. I don't know why.
So in
but
your,
is rugs included in?
Yeah. Is that a carpet?
I guess more sense. I don't know. They're just going to get dirty too.
Rug is just a small carpet.
Okay. Tell me what the point of carpet is to you.
It's comfortable. On my tootsies.
Are you taking a nap on the floor?
I have, and it is comfortable when I take a nap on the floor, but I don't think it shouldn't exist, but I really am indifferent.
It's for your dog. Dogs
no,
don't like
my dog's
wood.
Gonna pee on it, and I gotta. It takes extra long to
you're
clean
making,
that.
You're making more of
now.
A,
it sounds like you need to train your dog.
Oh, yeah, Manny, I'm talking to you.
I don't want carpet because of what he said. That pee on the
dogs?
Carpet.
You don't have a dog,
I but I'm saying my it's make, on
he's,
the carpet.
He's making
now
a very good point.
Cheesy for life.
You started hanging out with our good friend Joey, eating queso, and spilling queso.
I'm not a queso expert, as Joey.
We need to speak to Joey.
I know. And call him up.
We need to call Joey up and ask him about queso carpet ratios. Like, how does he feel about queso to carpet? But so
I just don't like that. I can go through my house and be like, yeah, this is where this happened. This is where this happened.
Those are memories.
Yeah.
This is where I.
Are you saying memories shouldn't drunk. Exist?
Okay, so memory shouldn't exist based on how you feel
expecting.
About carpet.
My brain was buffering for a second there.
I think carpet's good. I think carpet's good. I think carpet has its place.
What purpose other than comfortable?
Whenever I've got a chance to actually record in a nice place, I like carpet. I like having my feet on carpet. I like how it can help with noise reduction without getting those cushions that aren't carpet to help with the reduction of noise. Carpet does help with that. I like that. That's probably all. I really don't care for carpet either. I like wood, like wood floors and like planks. I rather have vinyl floor than carpet.
Yeah.
So I don't like carpet either. Jesh, how do you feel about carpet?
I like it.
Why?
But I wouldn't want it all over my whole house.
So what do you think?
I like it in the
carpet.
Bedroom.
Yeah. That's probably the only place I would say it's good.
But like a kitchen with carpet?
Yeah. Not good.
A that bathroom sounds like carpet? A hazard.
That's case.
What if you
queso area.
Spill? Imagine cooking with oil and you just spill oil all over your carpet.
Oh yeah. You're cooking with oil. It's like popping.
Carpeted garage.
Ty Lopez.
I got a garage. Bro.
Oh, yeah.
Corey right
go.
Now is bringing that, up carpeted
that is shivers
bathrooms.
Down my spine.
Yeah. Oh
the my carpet God. On the bathtub?
Mold.
It even goes mold. Up on the bathtub.
Who did that? That
my
looks
grandma's
terrible.
Bathroom is carpeted. Yeah, it's grandma's.
Grandmas are doing that?
Grandmas are doing this.
Why?
Why, grandma?
Why'd they do this?
Yeah, carpeted bathrooms should not exist.
So we all can agree that carpeted...
Look at it on the walls.
Bro.
Carpeted walls. That actually doesn't sound too bad.
That sounds like
maybe not in the bathroom, but like a carpeted bedroom wall.
Great for
like
a studio.
Yeah, carpeted the whole... Yeah. Yeah, so Corey and I are kind of thinking the same. Studios. It has a place, like if you did the whole room on the walls, like a nice carpet, but...
Mm-hmm. I'm talking about just the average... homeowner
having carpet in their house,
yeah. Like even why? In
even in the rooms.
Okay, like the only place I understand is like maybe a bedroom where you get out of bed and you step on carpet. Okay, cool.
Okay, then I'm in agreement with you because I don't like it in the living areas.
Look at the stain.
Whoa, bro! Hold on, save that picture so I can add it to the YouTube video.
So it's carpeted toilet seat. It's a toilet seat.
Bros. Ooh. Oh, get that off the.
I hate the stain. There's a stain. That should not exist right there.
Bro.
Like, how long are you sitting on this toilet that you need it to be, like, cushioned and carpeted?
Dude, that's putting a lot of shears in. I don't like that at all.
Bro, what were we talking about?
Oh, it doesn't matter.
Devin, that's, when you put this in the video, make sure it's there for an uncomfortably long yeah, period of time.
Yeah, as long as we had to deal with it.
Yeah, like, we're still...
Like, we're past the subject and still there right now.
I like
now.
That idea right there, that orange and toothbrush idea.
What about... If you could save that picture
yeah,
as well.
Yeah, save that. Save those two pictures too, and just copy, put those in.
The link to this page.
Okay, yeah, that sounds good.
The toilet paper roll.
Yeah, that is for the amazing. Listener in their car.
There's an orange with two holes and toothbrushes in the orange.
Yeah. As a holder. And then,
I don't even...
The other picture, you're just going to have to go to the YouTube page. I don't feel like describing that one.
It's a lot easier just to look at it.
Yeah.
Oh, right. What were we talking about?
I don't know.
Carpet.
Yeah, I think that sold my... Yeah, that it's pointless.
Oh, yeah,
but
carpet...
it depends on where.
Only in the bedrooms, right? Only okay. in bedrooms.
Yeah, maybe a living room. Maybe. No, you could
I'm
probably argue
yeah,
for a living room.
Place
carpeted
well,
living room.
That's a very
I would put a rug.
Area.
I would put a rug in a living room. I don't like carpet in the living room. I'd rather have, like...
What is with
that?
The rug?
Yeah, like whitewashed wood. I like that.
Oh, you're even getting into the.
I like the floor that Florida look with it, that sandy, grainy. I like that wood, like that real yeah. whitewash wood.
Yeah.
Oh man.
All right.
Well, okay.
Are we done talking about carpet?
Yeah,
or?
I hate
oh.
it. I hate carpet.
That gives me shivers.
All right, what do y'all? What do y'all think shouldn't exist?
What do you Mark? Think?
Oh me?
I don't have one right
Anybody.
At the moment because I'm still thinking about.
I don't
the
think about carpet.
Anymore. Yeah.
I don't know either.
You can answer me.
That yeah. made my tummy gurgle.
Monopoly.
Yeah.
The game? Yeah.
Yeah. Should yeah. not exist.
I love that game.
I know you do.
What do you love about it?
I thrive in chaos, I guess. I love it because I don't understand why people hate it so much. Because
it's just
dumb.
But every stupid. Game is dumb. Like all
no.
you
know, games no. are supposed to be entertaining. You're supposed to have fun while playing it.
Yes.
That's okay, why it's
a
so
game. That is a game of stress and anxiety and just
why would anyone get
what part of it is fun?
Your own life.
If you like it so yeah. much, what is fun about it?
Because I guess I like collecting and I view that game as a collecting game. Like I'm going around just collecting property. That's all it is.
But
like,
that's the boring part.
I like collecting.
You just land on a square and then buy it.
Yeah, collecting. And then someone gives you money if they pay on it. Collecting money. I don't know. That's just my... That's probably why I like it. And I like it even more because other people hate it so much and I don't understand why... How it can make anyone upset.
I've never played Monopoly without at least one person at the table just...
Oh, I
angry.
I agree.
Like,
I agree
wow,
with you.
Are we're not all having fun because one person is just like it's suddenly become their actual life.
Yes, I
and
agree
they're like,
with you.
Wow, I'm homeless now in Monopoly. I'm in jail.
But do you get that way?
No, I usually
So
I don't cheat in most games, but man, that's the whole game to me. It's how much can I steal from the other person without them noticing?
So so say you and I are playing. We're both not going to rage. So it'll be fine. It's fine. So your problem is. The people you play with, right?
I and mean, it, I've played with many
no,
people.
No, I'm saying...
It's always like, oh, let's play Monopoly.
So I'm saying me and you, we're playing Monopoly.
The go-to.
It's not going to get... It's not going to make you mad. Because all...
No,
because
I hate the game.
I'm
so
not... Yeah, I'm not going to get mad.
I'm just
no.
trying to be fun. I'm trying... Well,
I'm not going to be mad.
I'm just trying to find the reason.
But I'm going to be ready for it to be over. I'm just going to yeah. zone out of playing it.
But
and
what if
I'm
those,
just going
to
be
But
like,
I'm saying, what if those reasons aren't there already. Anymore? The reasons that you had. You said people get mad. What if that's not a factor?
Like when I
that's
lose, not I'm not even
I
upset.
I hate the game itself because the game.
Oh, okay.
Is
there's only one person that's gonna have fun at Monopoly at.
Yeah,
evening. Yeah, it's true.
That's it.
Huh?
Only one person can be happy at Monopoly in the game.
Oh, really?
I think so.
Whoever's, yeah. Yeah, and once
because
you...
Because they're winning.
I never... Yeah. I don't win all the time. I don't win really ever. It's still super fun to me and funny. I don't know. Like I said, I like chaos, maybe.
That's like one of the only games I'm not upset when I lost. Like,
oh, I'm just glad it's over.
Cool. It's done. Y'all keep playing.
I mean, I'm going to go play a better game. If something is just not a good game, I can understand not wanting to play it because I have a couple of those. Like, I just don't want
to
play.
You know what's crazy to me is that Monopoly, like, Hasbro or whoever.
Yeah.
Like, they're selling all these Monopolies because it's always like a different version of Monopoly. It's like, oh, here's Star Wars Monopoly. Here's Fortnite Monopoly.
Collectors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I personally own Beatles Monopoly. I hate Monopoly, but I do like the Beatles Monopoly. That's fun.
Because it's the Beatles?
It's the Beatles. Have we talked about Paul McCartney?
Yeah, let's talk about Paul McCartney. There's a lot of things surrounding him.
Like, his new special on Hulu is great. I recommend it.
I was going to ask you, how did you feel about it?
I felt it needed more episodes. But yeah, I'm very much into it.
It must have been really good.
It was really good.
So that is something that should exist.
It should exist.
Okay. So
see, we can compare everything else to that now.
Monopoly and carpet. Jesh?
Still don't know.
You said trees earlier.
Price not being on their website. You need to have prices on websites.
Okay, I agree.
That's good,
but that's not really something that should. That's exist. Like a. It's something that should exist. So I guess I didn't answer the question.
What do I think?
Not being able to cancel a subscription online.
That should exist.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah,
that should exist. You want things to happen. That's what you want.
I'm all about innovation.
Well, we could switch over to that. What should exist?
The two things I just said.
Well, okay.
I think, you know what should exist? All-wheel drive Mustang. I think that should be a
where
thing.
Where are you going to
I thought cars are off limits. We can't talk about cars.
Yeah, but we're talking about stuff that should exist. And I think an all-wheel drive muscle car should exist.
Drive it up a mountain?
Well, I'm not talking about like four-wheel drive. I'm talking about like all-wheel.
Oh.
And so like... I think that should exist. I think that would be such like a twin turbo all-wheel drive.
An all-wheel drive smart car. Yeah.
I don't care if it's smart. I just want all-wheel drive twin turbo that runs off of a...
Wouldn't you love to see like a smart car mudding or driving up a mountain?
That kind of would be cool. Sliding down a mountain sideways.
A raised all-wheel drive smart car.
So you're talking about getting like a Tesla and taking it over to one of our friends who we know and just getting it raised?
I would like to discuss what's just been put up on the screen.
I didn't see anything. What did it say?
Bro, I
Mason,
don't know.
If you
I don't
want
know,
to say something, you can talk into your microphone.
Yeah, no. Corey. It's not going to be said unless you say
Let's
it.
Let's just say like, Corey's trying to end the human race.
We don't know who put it on the screen. We just have a good idea of who probably put it on the screen.
We got hacked by someone that wants to end the human race.
We just saw the big word kids, and we don't know if they should exist or shouldn't exist, but... We're, I guess, left to guess.
Well, they already exist, so you can already make your assumption.
Yeah, so is this the next... Is this what we're discussing now?
No.
No? Okay.
This is problematic.
Yes, it's...
But I agree. I agree, man.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, thank you for agreeing. But I didn't say anything.
He never said anything.
Oh.
Let's see.
Spam calls.
I think
those shouldn't exist.
I think there's a place for that.
Oh, what? What, spam calling?
Yeah.
Like telemarketing?
Yeah, to rip someone off. I think that's why it exists.
Yeah.
And I think there's a place to rip.
There's a place for
people to
get ripped off.
You know,
it
you want to know.
Out the herd.
Hold on. You want to know something not interesting, but my neighbor, he caught me and my wife walking back home, and he started talking as usual, and we were kind of confused. But he's always talking to us about any and everything. We're fine. We're nice with it. And he told us that he just had to give his money to the IRS, like a bunch of money to the IRS. And we're like, oh, that stinks. And then he's like, yeah, they just called me and said I was going to be thrown in jail. if I didn't do it, and we both looked at each other and we're like, oh no.
Did they ask him to pay with a iTunes gift card?
Yes, and he did.
Wait, are you serious?
I'm not even joking.
There's people that fall for that?
With gift cards. Yeah. And yes.
Yeah, old
and
people fall for it.
He's probably, was he old? Yeah, he's probably maybe 60. Maybe 60.
I don't want to say if that's old or not, because I don't know if there's 60-year-olds listening to our podcast.
No, it's older, but he's like 60, maybe.
He's still a young whippersnapper.
He's maybe, I would say mid-60s, but we felt immediately bad. And he's like, yeah, I lost a lot of money, but at least the IRS, you know, now I'm squared away. Huh. I didn't say anything. I was just thinking like,
see, glad you're not going to jail, man.
The odds are
that should
you
not
are
exist.
Not squared away. Yeah. That shouldn't exist at all. And I felt terrible. I don't know if my wife said anything, because she's the type of person to be like, yeah, don't do that again. You got scammed. And she's very like, I'm going to tell you. Whoa.
You gotta save these pictures, because I don't know how I'm gonna find them.
What? It's like, I don't know. Is that to keep
your hair? Yeah.
Back while you're drinking.
Listener,
I mean, eating ramen
in the wilderness. No access to a YouTube
to
video.
A YouTube.
I don't know what we're looking at. Can somebody please explain this?
Okay, what we're looking at is imagine. What's the point?
Oh yeah, I guess your hair.
Yeah it's like you put this. It's a mask without the mask part. And
it's like a tutu for your face.
Yeah, it's a tutu for your face, and it protects your
You'll
hair from getting into
It'll be in the description if you're on podcast, or it'll be on your screen right now if you're watching on YouTube.
Oh, yeah. My.
Oh, my goodness.
But, yeah.
So you're eating your noodles.
It's a good idea, though.
Hey, noodles shouldn't exist.
It's a good idea, right?
Don't you hate it when noodles end up in your hair?
I was about to say, noodles shouldn't exist. I love noodles.
Yeah,
noodles.
I was just joking.
I love me some ramen.
On the subject of food, though, I think tipping should not exist.
I agree.
Bingo. That's just an American thing.
I agree.
Right? Like, we only do that here?
Pretty much. Yeah.
I don't think that should.
Pay your employees.
Yeah.
So you don't have to.
But on the other hand, I have heard people that, like, actual waiters and waitresses, they
picture,
like the tipping.
Corey.
Because they actually get paid more with all the tips.
That's true. Yeah,
instead of being paid hourly,
but it's really,
but there's some companies that do, they you know just raise the cost of their food by a couple dollars here and there, and they pay them a normal wage, and you don't have to tip.
Yeah, and that way they always know how much money they're gonna make, you know, every paycheck or what, I don't know, because you don't go home with cash in hand. But
butter grater, that actually sounds amazing, being able to grate your butter. But I feel like it'd have to be cold.
It'd have to be very cold. Mm-hmm.
If it's just room temperature.
Squeeze it out
butter.
Like the Play-Doh toys.
Then it's not a grater anymore.
That's true.
It's just a push pop. It's a butter push pop.
Your butter flavored push pop.
Just walking around eating your butter push pop. There's a lot of things in this episode. Gross me out.
That's another good candle scent. Butter.
I feel like that exists. Oh, it's buttered tortillas.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. Apparently, HEB just came out with buttered tortilla candles.
We might need to pick some of those up.
Where is HEB over here?
Well,
I mean, in Dallas. Because we're in Dallas.
Wanksatchee has one.
Oh, yeah?
Weatherford has one, too.
That's a little bit closer.
Wait. Weatherford?
Weatherford, yeah.
Yeah,
Weatherford.
That's probably closer, right?
Mm-hmm. So next episode we'll be reviewing buttered tortilla candles, or just a bunch of different candles.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
You want to? Are you down with reviewing candles? And just, are we gonna get the candles and sniff them, or are we just gonna talk about
that's
why
good,
they're dumb?
Let's just light all of them at the same time.
Have you guys heard of
die
like
of
that,
the fumes in here?
That
I mean, like the multiple scents
book scent candles. My wife,
Ty Lopez,
that.
Get out of here.
My wife loves that scent of candles, like book scent. She loves that smell of.
Oh,
like
I just
books.
Noticed we have a candle on in here. Pretty what cool. flavor is that?
You don't drink it, you smell it.
Watermelon margarita.
Ooh. Watermelon. Mm.
That's why
now
it
we're
smells
sniffing.
So good in our studio. Watermelon margaritas.
Studio Corey.
That's kind of cool.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've seen I'll that. It saves water.
So you can drink.
So
it's gonna be a really hard video.
There's a sink on the like commode of your toilet, so that when you're washing your hands, the water goes into the back of the toilet. So saves
people
water.
Get confused,
huh?
I feel like people are get confused.
Where?
You know, like here in America, we hear a lot about bidets, but I don't feel like a lot of people know what to expect when they finally run into a bidet. And I just don't want somebody to be like, oh,
and a lot of people think the water in the back of the toilet's like real dirty just because it's a toilet.
Yeah.
So they might actually see the sink on top of the toilet and be like, gross, it's using toilet water.
That's pretty cool. It blows down your noodles.
Wait, what?
Scroll back up.
Whoa.
Noodle blower.
It's a fan for your chopsticks so it cools your noodles.
Nah.
That sounds terrible.
No, that's a good idea.
What?
It's the worst idea.
I mean, it's not the worst. No. With world history, there's been some much worse things.
They should come with some small Freon packages like to that.
Slavery or...
Well, I mean...
Noodle cooler.
Noodle cooler wins all
the
time.
So yeah, you're right. It's not the worst thing ever.
By definition.
By definition.
All right. So we found out what we don't want to exist.
I don't think Corey's gone.
He did.
You
Monopoly.
Haven't gone.
I think everything has a place.
So there's nothing that you think shouldn't exist.
I told you.
Did you answer?
No, I didn't. I said what I want to exist. What shouldn't exist is probably. Oh my god!
It's like a tripod with a face rest.
All it is a face rest.
Yeah, but okay, I like how it has a whole tripod. That.
Just have your little kid just cleaning up, sweeping the floor.
And some people don't want kids to
exist. We
got to
explain to the people that can't see. We got to explain what we're doing.
Right. Moving too fast. I'm sorry.
Right now, we're looking at a onesie for a little baby.
But it has like the
mop. You know how they
stuff.
Crawl on the ground and they're always crawling? Why not put that baby to work and put some little sweeper mops on its on its body so when they're crawling, they're just cleaning and taking
so
up all the dust.
So you can get the pole attachment and just by Swiffer. They're not moving fast enough for you.
Put the pole attachment on their back and just sweep them around.
Spending time with my kid, idea. Cleaning my house.
Yeah, you have to start the kid off learning early, cleaning up after itself. This is a tissue head. Head, what is a head thing called? It's a tissue hat.
It has a roll of toilet paper on your head.
You ever get the sniffles when you're out in public? Get a tissue hat.
Good for when you're in a sad movie kind of mood.
Oh, yeah. People will really think you're sad.
People behind you are just like, this guy's got...
You
want to
capture some water?
The screen.
I like that upside down umbrella. You capture the water and recycle.
Oh. It's good for your plants.
Go back up to that head holder thing, because I think we just said, well, it's a head holder and then left it. But
it's a tissue
I think
roll
need,
hair
not
band.
That thing,
I
mean, the one in the train.
It's just a design. It looks bad.
So this is nap assistant.
The nap assistant. When you just can't stay awake, especially after a long, long day of work.
So it's like a tripod for your head. You just lay your head on there.
She just straight up passed out. She's like, I'm going to get on the train.
I don't even see how you can fall
so
asleep
you can
like that.
Fall asleep standing like a horse.
I've fallen asleep standing up before.
She skipped neck day.
Her neck just...
She's getting so tired from just holding
her head.
She put
her snap right on that thing and just passed out. What is that right there? The scroll? Not that. I don't care about that. This thing.
It's to dry your nails.
It's a bunch of...
That's old style, though. They have that now, but it's with light.
Yeah,
UV light.
My wife has that, one of those.
This one has like a little
squeezing air into
air.
That's kind of dumb. Move past that butter grater. We already know about that.
And we already like that.
Yeah, you could just use your
finger
you
toothbrush.
Brushes.
Yeah, you don't need
you
brushes.
You don't?
No.
You don't have to brush your teeth. You could just use your finger.
Yeah. If you're in a pinch, choose your finger.
Onion cutting goggles with fans to keep tears away.
Does that work?
It's ingenious, I'll tell you that.
No way this works. Just wear goggles instead. Why go through all this to put fans to blow the onion
Because
gas away?
Maybe you're allergic to goggles.
Maybe maybe the goggles are the problem.
A pair of glasses with some propellers on them.
With fans that are blowing away the fumes from the onions that you're freshly cutting.
Huh. Mm. I could dry your eyes out.
This one's dumb. That one's dumb. I want to talk about this square watermelon.
It's just like a regular watermelon.
Why? Does it taste like square, though?
Yep.
These watermelons are real square.
These are all inventions by definition, but they
I don't think any of them don't need to be invented.
Okay.
They're not going to go far. They're not going to stay in business very long.
Capsule hotels will.
I think that's super cool. I wish. Yeah. Okay, you ever try to take a nap on your lunch in your car or something?
Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And it's miserable because you either have to leave your car running and it's just not cool enough, or it's too hot.
Uncomfortable. So I found I can sleep in my car as long as it's below 85. Once it goes up above 85, I start sweating.
Yeah, it's uncomfortable. But if, say, they had this whole capsule thing, like, hey, in it's meant only for naps.
Yeah.
It's a nap hotel. Like, hey,
can you
even have a subscription.
Don't they have those at airports?
Hold on. Can I throw some assistance in your idea?
Yeah.
So, you know, it'd be cool if Jobs started to just designate a certain amount of space and the employees could purchase one for like 6 months to a year. And that's their personal nap place whenever they, you know, want to take a nap. And that'll be their designated place. These employers have like a small warehouse full of those. So you just go to yours and then you go in there and go to sleep.
I mean, that's cool, but they're not going to do that.
Yeah, companies are not going to
pay
for it.
Well, no one's going to do any of this.
They're going to see that wasted space.
Yeah, doesn't Apple start a nap hotel.
No, you're starting to talk about a nap hotel?
I mean, why not?
Hotel nap?
Really cool.
Yeah. Or just like a single little pod on the sidewalk.
Yeah, you could just pay by credit card or something and hop in.
It doesn't have to be a whole hotel.
I'm going to start a rival hotel.
Like, Redbox is going out of business, isn't it? Can we just start replacing Redboxes with
just boxes?
I am not getting in the nap capsule right outside the 7-Eleven.
Why not? What if it locks behind you?
Somebody tries to take that thing away.
Tips it over.
It open. Yeah, tips.
Well, if it tips it over, now you just lay down the other way.
I'm not having a restful
nap. That guy trying to fly? Oh, air-conditioned shoes?
That's cool.
Okay. I guess if you have real sweaty feet.
Keep going. Yep. Keep going.
Keep going. Okay, that's like a fidget spinner,
the satisfaction of those pops.
Yeah.
I like this one right here, this 360-degree camera.
I like, look how it is when you print it out. You put it around your head. So it's a bunch of cameras around your head. But it's like the disposable cameras. So you can take a full 360-degree shot. But it shows a picture of her printed it out, and she has the ring of paper just around her head.
It's like, I remember that moment when I was around just in the middle of nowhere, and I took a picture.
Wouldn't it be dark? Because it's not really letting any light in.
She couldn't see.
And especially those old disposable cameras.
That's
they weren't
cool.
The best quality.
A book-shaped pillow?
Yeah.
You ever feel like passing out at your desk?
Pop sticks? Just learn how to use chopsticks.
That's substantially
easier.
I mean,
that's a pretty clever idea, though.
Yeah, but just learn how to use chopsticks.
The banana case. I agree. Learn how to use it. If you don't want to use it, just get a fork.
What? Is that slices of Nutella? Oh, it's chocolate. Slices of chocolate for your sandwich.
Ooh. That's awesome.
I am not about that.
That sounds pretty good.
Yeah, I'd do that.
Make a grilled chocolate sandwich.
What about Nutella? Like... Oh yeah. What if they did it in slice form?
That'd I'm be not nice. Opposed to that idea. I mean, it's kind of gross, but I don't know. I'm not about it. So, what did we learn on this episode?
We're only at 30 minutes. Not even.
I'm fine with that.
Y'all don't deserve any more than this.
Thanks for waiting all week.
Yeah, this was a confusing one.
Yeah.
But did we learn anything?
Were we supposed to learn anything?
Do we ever learn anything?
No.
Did we change anybody's mind? Did anybody change their mind on something that they used to like and now they think, yeah, that shouldn't exist?
I agree with Devin more than I ever thought possible on carpet.
No, I still like my carpet.
No, but I think we got to the point of carpet is okay maybe in rooms, but for the most part, it isn't okay.
Maybe you. Don't say we.
Oh, say we, I mean... Devin, is that kind of what you're saying? Because
Devin already didn't like carpet.
Yeah, I don't like carpet in any room, but I do think
there's an exception for bedrooms.
Yeah, like if you're gonna do it, put it in like a bedroom.
Like I said,
I feel like I need a carpeted toilet seat now,
man.
And then I'm gonna invite all of y'all.
There's
over.
So much gross stuff.
I'm not down with that idea, and I wouldn't talk to you anymore if you did that,
Corey. You learn anything? Change your mind on anything?
No. I'm too stubborn. I'm too stuck in my ways.
No, I'm too stubborn.
All right. So is that it?
Yeah.
All right. Wow. Thanks for listening. Thanks, Unscripted Noise people.
Yeah, thanks again for checking us out, watching Unscripted our YouTube Noise
on Instagram.
Check us out on Instagram. Make sure you press that like.
Email us your problems.
Yeah,
and we will
unscriptednoise@gmail.com
to answer. Maybe if we
will.
Like it. Oh yeah, we will then.